Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly maintain good habits while you struggle to floss your teeth consistently? Jen Sincero's Badass Habits tackles this question head-on with her trademark blend of humor and no-nonsense advice. The book has become a cultural phenomenon, landing on bestseller lists and earning praise from celebrities like Reese Witherspoon, who featured it in her book club. What sets this guide apart in the crowded self-help market is Sincero's refreshing approach. Habits aren't just about what you do, they're about who you're being. This perspective shift has helped thousands transform their lives, from fitness enthusiasts to entrepreneurs, citing the book as their secret weapon. As you explore these pages, you'll discover that the path to lasting change isn't about willpower, it's about identity transformation and the courage to become who you truly want to be. We all have countless habits that define our existence, from the way we brush our teeth to how we react when someone cuts us off in traffic. These automatic behaviors make up nearly half of our daily actions, yet we rarely examine them closely. Take my brother Steven, who developed an uncanny ability to find lost jewelry after working as a diamond sorter. When his wife's diamond pendant went missing during a walk through crowded Santa Fe streets, he immediately retraced our steps with only his phone flashlight. Despite my protests about the impossibility of finding something so small among fallen leaves and festival crowds, he returned triumphant an hour later, pendant in hand. This crow-like talent for finding shiny objects wasn't something he consciously developed. It emerged naturally through repetition at his job, where scanning for missing diamonds became second nature. That's the essence of habits. They're behaviors we perform without conscious thought, actions that have become so ingrained they require virtually no mental energy. Understanding how habits form reveals six key elements: triggers, cues that signal it's time to perform a habit; sequences, the chain reaction from trigger to reward; repetition, forging new neural pathways; ease, making new habits convenient; patience, sticking with habits despite delayed gratification; and identity, shifting your self-perception to match your new habits. Triggers can be anything. Sounds like alarm clocks, actions like finishing dinner, thoughts, feelings, smells, sights, or emotions. For my brother, taking a break from work triggered his habit of scanning the room for lost gems. These triggers initiate a sequence. The trigger signals a need, which leads to a response, the habit, which delivers a reward. When driving home from work triggers your health consciousness, you might stop at the gym, habit, and feel invigorated afterward, reward. Think of your brain as a jungle where thought patterns and reactions have cut well-worn paths you follow without thinking. When changing habits, repetition is your machete, hacking through vines to forge new paths. Initially requiring mental effort, like learning piano scales, repetition establishes new neural pathways until behaviors become automatic. You literally forget about it. We're more likely to form habits when they're easy to do. My brother didn't set out to become a finder of sparkly things. It developed naturally because it was fun and rewarding. This explains why morning habits often succeed before distractions intrude, and why environment matters. Quitting soda is easier when surrounded by non-soda drinkers. Nearly half our daily actions are habitual, but habits extend beyond actions to our beliefs, thoughts, and words. We often fail at changing habits because we focus only on behaviors without embracing the habit as part of our identity. To lose weight permanently, you must become someone who naturally maintains a healthy weight, not just someone temporarily dieting. Our perception of ourselves and reality is driven by our primal need to be right. There are three little words that all humans long to hear more than any others. You are right. This need goes beyond ego validation to something more fundamental. Being right equals feeling safe. We cling to our perceptions because they form our reality, and having a solid reality makes us feel secure despite our existential uncertainty. We're terrified of change because it dismantles the known and threatens our security, even when change could bring something better. We'd rather adapt to miserable but familiar circumstances than risk the unknown. We defend our identities, even negative ones, because we fear that abandoning our stories about ourselves would make us disappear along with them. our identities come equipped with matching habits. When we change our identity, our habits naturally follow. When Sincero decided to heal her relationship with money, she stopped identifying as broke and started identifying as someone who made money effortlessly. She replaced thoughts like, I can't afford it, with money flows to me easily and freely, which opened her eyes to opportunities previously invisible to her. Adopting the identity of someone who was successful made me look for solutions, whereas identifying as someone who was broke made me look for excuses. Most of our habitual beliefs and identities weren't consciously chosen, but absorbed from our parents or caregivers. As children, we lacked analytical filters and either mimicked what we saw or rebelled against it. Living an awesome life requires making conscious choices, which demands awareness of the unconscious choices we've already made. Personal boundaries define where we end and the outside world begins, meaning we own our actions, emotions, and needs, but not those of others. We are responsible to other people, but not for them. Without clear boundaries, we become messy, murky blobs with our needs and identities intertwined with those around us. Boundaries come into play across 8 key areas: our bodies, physical touch, food choices, possessions, tidiness, borrowing, beliefs, how firm our convictions are, behavior, how we act and respond, space, privacy, physical presence, emotions, expression, mood management, time, punctuality, saying no, and energy, choosing energizing versus depleting influences. Our boundary issues typically fall into 3 categories: being too yesy, saying yes to everything to avoid confrontation or disappointment; having too much no, refusing everything out of fear of being seen or hurt; or being too controlly, trying to manage others' problems. Most of us engage in all 3 behaviors depending on circumstances. When we're too yesy, we say yes when we want to say no, often to win love and acceptance. The solution involves examining what we're truly afraid of, owning our no's by identifying as someone who values their needs, knowing who trips us up most, practicing saying no in safe spaces, and learning the language of no through clarity and directness. The too much no pattern stems from fear of vulnerability, rejection, or losing control. It manifests in refusing help, hiding emotions, and maintaining rigid control. To overcome this, recognize your patterns, confront your fears, own your yeses, identify people who trigger your guardedness, practice small yeses in safe spaces, and learn the language of yes through vulnerability. Controllers come in various forms, from manipulators and guilt trippers to those who become overly invested in others' problems. To overcome control issues, identify who you try to control, understand what needs this behavior fulfills, face your underlying fears, practice surrender, and learn new communication approaches that respect boundaries. To create lasting change, select one meaningful habit that feels attainable yet significant, something that strikes the delicate balance between challenging and achievable. Connect emotionally with your new identity, deeply visualizing both who you'll become with this habit and who you'll remain without it. For example, see yourself as the person who never misses a workout versus someone who constantly makes excuses. Your heart, not just your logic, must be engaged in this transformation process. The journey begins with creating your mantra of mightiness. Mantras are powerful tools for habit transformation. We already use them unconsciously, creating our reality through repeated thoughts and internal dialogue. Our brains are constantly running these scripts, whether we're aware of them or not. To create your habit-changing mantra, identify your negative beliefs by visualizing yourself with your new habit and noting what objections arise. Common resistance might include, I don't have enough time, or I'm not disciplined enough. Flip these to positive statements, choosing 3-5 of your most emotionally charged negative beliefs and crafting their opposites using meaningful words that resonate deeply with you. Next, set yourself up for success by making your habit as effortless as possible. Habits love ease. They follow the path of least resistance, just like water flowing downhill. Get creative and consider no tweak too tiny. Even moving your running shoes by the door or pre-packing your gym bag can make a difference. For starting a morning gym routine, prepare everything the night before. Lay out workout clothes, set your coffee maker on a timer, prepare post-workout snacks, and queue up your favorite workout playlist. Conversely, when quitting bad habits, create maximum friction. Make the unwanted behavior difficult, inconvenient, and repulsive. Hide the cookies in the garage, delete food delivery apps, or freeze your credit card in a block of ice. Track your progress visually to stay motivated and maintain momentum. Building habits happens incrementally, like climbing a mountain, but progress often feels invisible while you're in the process. Get a physical calendar dedicated to your habit journey and mark each successful day with something ceremonial, a special pen, gold star sticker, or other meaningful marker. Take weekly progress photos or measurements if applicable. Create milestone rewards at day 7, 14, and 21 to celebrate your consistency. Attach your new habit to an existing one, like carpooling with a routine you already do faithfully. This habit stacking technique leverages the power of established neural pathways. For example, while sitting on the toilet, existing habit, floss your teeth. When making morning coffee, drink a full glass of water first. After washing hands, apply vitamin E oil to fingernails. Other powerful combinations might include doing push-ups right after brushing teeth, practicing gratitude while waiting for your morning shower to warm up, or reading one page of a book while eating breakfast. Remember that setbacks are normal and even expected during the 21-day journey. Rather than viewing a missed day as failure, treat it as data. Understand what triggered the slip and adjust your environment or strategy accordingly. The goal isn't perfection, but progress and persistence. Non-negotiation is one of the most powerful tools for adopting new habits or breaking old ones. It works by having your mind take full control. You decide that you are the person who embodies your desired habit. This isn't just positive thinking, it's a fundamental identity shift where you fully embody your new way of being. When temptation appears, you don't entertain negotiations. Just one puff, I'll journal tomorrow, one piece of cake won't hurt. Because these options simply don't align with who you've become. The key is bypassing these negotiations with rapid speed, using the 0-second rule to immediately shut down any internal debate. For instance, when a runner gets up at 5 a.m., they don't lie in bed weighing options, they're already moving before the negotiation can begin. We're enormously influenced by our environments, which can make or break our habits faster than almost anything else. Research shows that people who successfully change habits often succeed by radically altering their surroundings rather than relying solely on willpower. To support your habit formation, be strategic about your surroundings. If you're quitting gambling, Gamblers Anonymous meetings will serve you better than casinos. Want to be more optimistic? Hang with happy people and observe how they think and speak. Even subtle environmental cues matter. Keeping running shoes by your bed, having a dedicated meditation corner, or removing all junk food from your house can dramatically influence behavior. Rituals bring purpose, ceremony, and celebration to our habits. Like Dave, who dressed in a suit to study economics, rituals help us focus and engage more deeply with what we're doing. They act as sacred markers, communicating that we're taking ourselves and our commitments seriously. Olympic athletes often have pre-competition rituals that put them in the right mindset. Create your own ritual for your habit. Thank your body before workouts, make a special drink before language study, take 3 deep breaths when quitting smoking, or light a specific candle before writing. These ceremonies, however small, signal to your brain that it's time to engage in your chosen behavior. Focus like a fiend by monitoring what you tune into. Find environmental reinforcement for your new identity. Notice people successfully living what you're trying to achieve. Instead of seeing a gym as a place of obligation, view it as a temple of transformation. Focus on how you're doing yourself a favor rather than denying yourself something. Track moments when your habit feels enjoyable. Identify where in your body you feel this joy and what thoughts accompany it. Keep a wins journal to document small victories and positive experiences related to your habit. This creates a feedback loop of positive reinforcement that strengthens your new identity and makes the habit more automatic over time. When facing large tasks, combat self-sabotage by chunking down your time into manageable segments. Taking things one day at a time removes the drama of forever from the equation, allowing us to more softly put aside old ways of being rather than dramatically chopping them off. By breaking habits into bite-sized tasks, writing just one page, swimming just 1 mile, practicing piano for just 5 minutes, we make the overwhelming manageable. For example, instead of committing to exercise forever, commit to move for 10 minutes today. This approach makes it easier to start and builds momentum naturally. Instead of just refusing to negotiate with your bad habits, use your urge to negotiate as a trigger for positive action. When the craving for a cookie hits, drink a big glass of water. When you want to skip meditation, use that squirminess as a reminder to say your mantra 5 times before sitting down. Transform each temptation into a cue for positive behavior. When you want to check social media, do 5 push-ups first. When you feel like procrastinating, set a timer for just 3 minutes of focused work. Words anchor your reality, so be mindful of what you say about yourself. If you talk about how lazy you are, how you suck at remembering birthdays, or how you have no willpower, so it shall be. Your brain believes what you repeatedly tell it, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. Replace limiting phrases like I can't, I wish, I want, I will, I suck at, I'm trying to, and I hate with empowering ones like I love, I can, I do, I am, I create, I excel at, and I'm so grateful I. Practice catching yourself in moments of negative self-talk and immediately reframe the statement positively. Confidence means trusting your own strength and smarts, believing I got this even when you don't know what you're doing. Without it, distractions will derail your best intentions. The good news is you were born confident. It's not something to acquire, but to uncover. Adopt confident body language. Walk tall, sit straight, smile, breathe deeply. Act as if you're already confident. Compile proof by writing down past instances where you overcame doubts. Practice in safe spaces with small confidence-building activities. Make it about serving others rather than seeking approval, and surround yourself with cheerleaders who support your growth. Start a wins journal to document daily successes no matter how small, and review it regularly to reinforce your capability and progress. Remember that confidence is like a muscle. It grows stronger with consistent exercise and practice. Create accountability systems that support your transformation. Share your goals with trusted friends, join supportive communities, or hire a coach. Set regular check-ins to review your progress and adjust your approach as needed. Celebrate small victories along the way, as these moments of acknowledgement help cement new habits and maintain motivation for continued growth. When faced with deadlines or sink or swim situations, we often discover ways to stay afloat that we couldn't see before. Put something in place that will hold you accountable for sticking to your habit. Sign up for a marathon if you're starting to jog. Book a performance if you're learning piano. Throw yourself an anniversary party celebrating 6 months of no smoking. Create a future commitment with real consequences and let the deadline work its magic. Consider joining accountability groups, finding a dedicated accountability partner, or using apps that require you to check in daily. Some people even put money on the line through websites where they forfeit cash if they don't meet their goals. Gratitude can help you stick to your habit by shifting your focus from obligation to appreciation. In every moment, you have a choice where to place your attention, on struggle or on thankfulness. Write down 10 reasons why you're grateful that you get to do your habit, not that you have to do it. For instance, instead of thinking, I have to exercise, reframe it as, I get to make my body stronger. Instead of, I have to practice piano, think, I get to develop my creativity. Notice how this shifts your physical and emotional state. Keep a gratitude journal specifically focused on your habit journey, documenting small wins and moments of breakthrough. Remember that your habit-building journey goes beyond surface improvements. It's about impacting everyone around you. Every action we take is like a raindrop in the ocean, influencing the whole. When you choose healthier foods, your family's eating habits often improve. When you start exercising regularly, friends might be inspired to join you. By becoming our best selves, whether quitting smoking, getting fit, or improving finances, we model possibility for others. Your personal transformation can create a ripple effect that touches countless lives, often in ways you'll never know about. Any worthwhile change challenges us by forcing us into the unknown. Like growing pains, discomfort precedes normalcy. The brain requires time to rewire itself, typically 66 days for a new habit to become automatic. During this period, expect resistance, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Eventually, your habit will become automatic, just another part of who you are. The key is tenacity, the number one quality successful people credit for their achievements. Success favors the stubborn. Remember that Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before successfully creating the light bulb, and Colonel Sanders was rejected 1,009 times before someone bought his chicken recipe. Celebrate your progress along the way, not just the final goal. Set up milestone rewards, share your achievements with supporters, and document your journey. These celebrations reinforce your commitment and make the process more enjoyable. Create a visual progress tracker, take before and after photos, or maintain a success journal to remind yourself how far you've come. We live in an achievement-obsessed culture that constantly pushes us to showcase only our successes. But true fulfillment comes from celebrating the full spectrum of human experience, including compassion, vulnerability, and even our colossal screw-ups. Think about the people you love most deeply. You admire their accomplishments, but you also cherish them for their endearing imperfections, like when they don't notice salsa on their lip, cry at graduations, or tell the same story for the 100th time. These moments of authentic humanity create the deepest connections. Consider how often your most meaningful conversations happen, not during celebrations of success, but in shared moments of doubt, fear, or uncertainty. We all have that vulnerable inner self we've covered up to survive in a world that often demands perfection. Many of us learned early to hide certain parts of ourselves. Maybe it was showing emotion at school, admitting to not knowing something at work, or expressing unconventional desires. But in this process of self-protection, we've gone too far in hiding our true nature. We've made a habit of fearing and feeling ashamed of our softer parts, unconsciously building walls that cut us off from the very connection and happiness we crave. The irony is that these imperfect aspects of ourselves are often what make us most relatable and lovable to others. Use your habit-forming journey not just as a path to achieve external goals, but as an opportunity to forge a deeper relationship with your authentic self. This might mean practicing self-compassion when you slip up, celebrating small wins without qualification, or allowing yourself to be visible even when you're not at your best. Start with small moments of vulnerability. Share a struggle with a trusted friend. Admit when you don't know something, or allow yourself to receive help without feeling diminished. Self-love isn't about reaching some idealized version of yourself. It's about accepting your whole being completely, in victory and failure, in strength and vulnerability. Just as you would embrace a friend's whole journey, learn to embrace your own. Loving your whole self is simply a habit that can be cultivated through daily practice, whether through positive self-talk, boundary setting, or simply pausing to acknowledge your efforts rather than just your outcomes. It's definitely worth having, as this foundation of self-acceptance creates ripple effects in every area of life. When you change your habits, you don't just transform your actions, you fundamentally shift who you are, how you see yourself, and ultimately, the impact you have on the world around you. This authentic transformation influences not only your personal well-being, but also inspires others to embrace their own truth. And that's truly badass. Not because it's perfect, but because it's real.